Narwhal, Unicorn of the Arctic, written by Candace Fleming, illustrated by Dina Soota. You are a narwhal, shy, swift, small, fur whale. Scientists call you Unicorn of the Arctic because of your tusk, a single twisting rod of ivory that sprouts from your upper left jaw. It began growing when you were a year old calf. Now, 9 years later, you are full grown, and so is your tusk. Thick as a lamppost, taller than a man, it is green with algae and alive with sea lice. The other males in your pods have tusks too, but not the females, except for a rare few. On this biting cold December day, when winter ice covers the Arctic Ocean 6 feet thick and the sun does not shine, you poke your head through a patch of open water, your tusk pointed to the sky. So does another male. You cross tusks, clackety-clack. It sounds like wooden sticks tapping together. Are you playing? Fighting? Showing off for a female? Clackety-clack. As suddenly as it began, the joust ends. You slip below the surface and swim beneath the ice. You're not hurt, not this time, but the scars on your head show you've been injured while tusking before. The Arctic wind shrieks, the strong sea currents shift, and cracks of open water, called leads, appear in the ice. You can't live without leads. How else would you breathe? You surface in one. A fine mist of spray shoots from your blowhole. Then, you draw in a lungful of sharp salt air. Other narwhals come up to breathe too before curving back down. But a few remain on the surface to float side by side by side. You join them. Overhead, the sky glows green. Stars sparkle like ice chips. You can make out snowy hummocks and towering ice ridges. On the pack ice, a walrus lounges. A bearded seal swims near. All around you is the breathing of your podmates, the whistle and wail of the wind, the rasp and groan of the ever-shifting ice. You sleep. But hunger soon wakes you. Time to dive. Your tail pumps. Your finless back arches. Your cone-shaped body corkscrews down. Down, down. In minutes, you are a mile deep and in total darkness. Here, you will need to use sound to see. Echolocation. Tick, 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 tick. You listen to the echoes of your clicks as they bounce off solid objects. Tick, 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 tick. 1,000 clicks per second. Tick, 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 tick. There. Greenland halibut. You flip upside down to feed, suck the fish into your toothless mouth, swallow it whole. You stay down nearly half an hour, fishing and feeding, until your lungs ache for air. Flipping right side up, you shoot to the lead surface. At the top of the world, winters are long, but by mid-June, the 24-hour darkness turns to 24-hour sunlight. The sea current warms, the ice shifts, the leads widen. Time to migrate. Your pod follows a route it has taken for generations, past looming bergs and narrow fjords and tall cliffs plated with ice. Other pods join yours. With strong, graceful movements, hundreds of you swim and dive in unison. Along the way, calves are born. Their mothers guide them, nudge them, nurse them underwater on fatty, rich milk. By the end of July, your pod arrives at its summer grounds. Here the water is shallower and warmer, with just fragments of ice. There is less food, too. Fewer halibut, fewer cod, fewer squid. Your stomach feels empty, but you have put on extra blubber over the winter in preparation for summer's lean meals. You will survive until winter, unless 5 tall black fins like pirates' sails slice through the bay's waters. Orcas! Prowling for dinner, hunting for narwhals, your pod swims to the shallowest part of the bay. You huddle together, calves in the middle, silent, still. The predators swim closer. They listen for the shiver of a flipper, the tremble of a fluke. But they do not find you. The whales glide past. By September, the days are short, and ice has spread across the surface of your summer home. Time to migrate back to your winter grounds, past tall cliffs plated in ice, narrow fjords, and looming bergs. The lean summer has left you and the others hungry. When you discover an inlet teeming with cod, how can you resist? You gorge. 2 days, 3 days. On the fourth day, an early blizzard roars. Ice covers the inlet and seals the narrow entrance jut. You're trapped. Frantically, your pod swims beneath the plane of ice, around and around, clicking and whistling. There's no way out, no place to breathe. Bam, 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 you bash your head against the edges of a small crack. You can't break through. Bam, 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 others bash too. At last, a patch of water opens, a breathing hole. Within seconds, the hole churns with narwhals. Your tod is packed in so tightly that you are lifted on the backs of others each time you come up to breathe. As you plunge down, you turn a somersault, your tail waving in the air. Water splashes. It freezes to the side of the hole. So does the vapor from your pod's breath. The hole grows smaller and smaller. You move toward it, desperate to breathe. Small bubbles rise to the surface with you. You are discovered. At that moment, a podmate calls, and you dive back down. A way out of the inlet has been found. As one, you follow a thread of open water. Freedom. By November, you are back in your winter home, but you will return to the warmer shallows of the bay again and again, along familiar routes back and forth, winter to summer, summer to winter, for the next 50 seasons. You are a narwhal, shy, swift, small, for a whale, the unicorn of the Arctic. The end.